Gary Harley joins us to find a few winners. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Another lovely day in the New England today, up around 30, 31 degrees at Crindyke. And, of course, it's Cup Day, sponsored by Akubra, the famous Akubra. And, by gee, they've been sponsoring at Crindyke for decades and decades. Good program, very strong cup, Lightning, showcase meeting, big prize money, $40,000 maiden. It is a very, very good program there today. Righto, let's see if we can find a winner.
All right, now the first one, directory is 480, two is out. Number three is Rekindled Force at two even. Four, Daiquiri Lass, 460. Five, Ojas Sang, 31. Six, No Tan Tat, $5. Seven, B and Bitten, 850. Eight, Grand Peril, 51. The favourite is number three, Rekindled Force, $2 even.
Yeah, race one, my numbers here are 3, 4, 1, and 6. Look, he's very hard to catch, Rekindled Force, but if he produces his best, he should beat this lot. He's had two runs this time in at Cessnock. He was disappointing there first up. He never handled the track, was a firm two. And then at Scone the other day, I thought he had every chance after being a bit slow out. Ended up getting beat about two lengths when I thought he was entitled to beat that field. If you go back, he did run third in a highway at Rose Hill back in July, beaten a long head or so. He ran fourth to one forgotten at Rose Hill one day back in November. So he'd be too good for these if he produces his best. But that is the big query. Number four, Daiquiri Lass. Failed at Walker the other day. But what happened there? She was last out of the barrier. She got checked and unbalanced about the 150. And then she only got beat about 2.5 lengths, even though she runs seventh. Her run had scone prior to that, behind Albert's No Pussy, when she beat home, Rekindled Force was good enough to give her a big hope here. Number one, directory. She gets back, but she's very strong late. The other day at Muswellbrook, she was slow out. She made a dash at the top of the straight, but she peaked at the 100 and got beat about 3 lengths. But the horse had beat her. Is under double figures in the cup today, so you'd have to give her a good chance. Greg Ryan aboard, and number six, No Tan Tat, for Georgie Woodward. This is a former Victorian's had the one run at Walker at the Cup Carnival, got a bad bump in the straight after leading, and ended up running last. It'll probably lead the field, and in a field of seven, has got a top four chance. Numbers 3, 4, 1, and 6.
Righto, race two for the babies, the two-year-olds. One more choice, 550, two and three out. Four Fields of Red, 151. Five Milo's Charm, 151. Six Cassie's Sisters, 650. Seven Crimson Rose, 10. Number eight, Divisadero is 11. Nine Just Cosmos, 6. 10 Lulu, 61. 11 Royal Eclipse, 170. 12 Crazy Air, 81. And 13 out, favourite, 170. Number 11, Royal Eclipse.
Race two, I like them, 11, 9, 6 and 1. Royal Eclipse, a first starter for Alan Denham. By Pluck, has got tremendous speed. It's won two trials lately. Won one at Wyong and one on the Beaumont track at Newcastle. A Newcastle trial at 1b 3.5 lengths. And the one at Wyong, the last one on the 5th of February, flew out of the barrier. Led be 3 at the 600, led be 4 at the 400. And the rider, Rachel Murray, never moved at any stage. Just let it cruise to the line. She'll jump and run. She was an acceptor at Newcastle tomorrow where she had a good chance in a much stronger lot. She should be just about winning here, number 11. Number 9, Just Cosmos, the first starter for Chris Lees. It was also in that two-year-old race at Newcastle tomorrow. It won a trial well, hit the line really good for Gibbo. That was at Wyong. You've got to give it a chance. Number 6, Cassie's Sister, nice trial win. It's on debut. And number one, one more choice. A winner at Tamworth back on the 4th of January. 11, 9, 6, and 1.
Third event, one free ticket, 19. Two Rattler, 480. Three Emanuela, 320. Four Swift and Shift, 650. Five, two Avasa, 19. Six Chuck and Paul, 5. Seven St. Luke, 11. Number eight, Sugar Lane, 34. Nine, More Than Magico, 950. Ten Mozart's Work, 12. 11, Punt on Bernardini, 81. Favourite here, 320. Number three, Emanuela.
Race three. Numbers here, 3, 2, 6, and 5. Well, she's the best horse in the race, Emanuela. Whether she handles the Crindyke track is a bit the query because she can be slow out of the barrier. And the other day when she won at Muswellbrook and she bolted in, she was slow out and she was a mile back on the home turn. When Ashley Morgan got her to the outside, she stormed home. She's a quality filly, an Arafil filly trained by Paul Massara. She runs second, her only other start at Scone way back in July. But she will get back a bit, but she's very, very strong. She comes down the hill and handles the track. She's certainly the one to beat. Rattler's going well. It won at Tamworth last start, beat a subsequent winner, Peyton Place, was up on the speed to the turn. Good ride, Matt McGurran, that day. Hit the front at the 150 and was too good in the run home. It's the main threat to Emanuela. Number six, Chuck and Paul. Second run-up last start. Showed a bit of form when it ran third at Tamworth. It's on its home track where it's won its only start. And number five, Tuivasa, named after the Dally M Player of the Year. It ran fourth at Cessock on the 4th of February. Was making up good ground. Numbers race 3, 3, 2, 6, and 5.
Now, the 4th of Maiden, 1 Bivouac, 151, 2 Myrtle Alert, 19, 3 Think of Legend, 950, 4 Tickets for Youth, 81, 5 Juvenile, 151, 6 Mended, 250, 7 Out, 8 Our Anna Maria, 71, 9 Wee Lassie, 750, number 10 Chicken Charge, 151, 11 Normality, 250, 12 Schnell, 31, and 13 Zazania, $7. Favourite, 250, 11 Normality.
Race number 4. Numbers here, 11, 6, 3 and 9. It's my best bet of the day, Normality. Paul Massara taken 3 very strong chances today to Corindo, and I've tipped them all. This is the half to the multiple Group 1 winner, Mentality. Her name, Mortality. Normality, should I say. And she was just beaten by a very smart filly the other day at Muswellbrook, Materiality. Materiality's a binary filly with Chris Lees. And she'll be very hard to beat in a race at Newcastle tomorrow. Normality set the pace from the wide alley, come across and led, and a kick in the straight, and the other one just grabbed it right on the line. There's no Materiality in this field, and I reckon she'll get going early from that barrier and may even lead or sit outside the leader. I thought she was the best bet of the day. Number six, Mended for Chris Lees. Set three runs. Last start, ran fifth at Port Macquarie, got back, ran on okay, but nothing sensational, could only run fifth in the race. Number three, Think of Legend, thought its run was good at Muswellbrook beyond Materiality and Normality. Got a bit of length and a half, hung down the straight and chased to the line okay. And number nine, Wee Lassie, not without a place chance. 11, a good thing to beat 6, 3, 9.
All right, race 5. Now, 1 Harbouring, 440, 2 Nitro Star, 950, 3 Out, 4 Luna Mia, 240, 5 Kenny Wynn, 13, 6 Philadora, 390, 7 Verna, 101, number 8 Ashavin, 151, 9 Cherokee, 101, 10 Fleur Dias, 71, 11 John Paul, 101, number 12 Caperboy is a Caperboy, rather, 41, 13 Payday Princess, 41, 14 Peggy's Time, 11, 15 Magic Anna, 41, 16, 17 Out. 240 favourite for Luna Mia.
My number 0, 1, 4, 6, and 14. Harbouring. Rod Northam. Grand Puckley riding this one for Rod. Barrier 1. Had one run. Run second at Scone on the 31st of January. Just beaten by Altera at Lead. Robert Thompson rode it. He's not riding here today, but at Lead. Got headed at the 275 and it kicked and kicked and only just failed to win. Be all the better for that first up run. Had won a trial well at Tamworth before that run. Barrier 1, good speed, well suited to Crindy. I think it's the winner. However, Luna Meyer, I did say Paul Massara taking a strong team of 3. Well, he's actually got 4 strong chances today at Crindy. And this is the other one. This produced choice filly, Luna Meyer, or Mia. She goes good. On the boot scone recently, she ran second to the Snowden or single Sapphire, beaten a length. She was running midfield, chased to the line, really good. She's drawn an awkward alley, and she's a big danger to Harbouring. Number 6, Philadora, first up. She's run a string of placings. She'll get to the line as she normally does. And number 14, Peggy's Time. 1, 4, 6, and 14.
All right, sixth event, 1 Bel Diablo, 340, 2 Coasting, 81, number 3 Invincible Bot, 650, 4 Thornbro, 34. 5 Enlightened Boy, 81. 6 Helliers Road, 21. 7 Love for Willow, 850. 8 Pat Snipper, 650. 9 Pierone, 650. 10 Spirit Elijah, 650. 11 Hell of a Tale, 23. 12 Perfect Times, 51. 13 Whisper to Lovely, 7. 14 Yellow Miss, 34. 15 out. Now 340 for 1 Pell Diablo.
Race 6, 3, 1, 10 and 7. Invincible Bot, and it'd be ironic if he won, because he's named after a Quirindi legend, Bot Thompson, and trained by Bot's son Scott at Quirindi. He's an I'm Invincible gelding, and his last run was one of his best when he ran second to Lutes and Lashes at Tamworth, beaten less than a length. He was running worse than midfield as a field of seven. He was back about sixth. And he chased home really, really good. He's raced well on his home track before. Louise Dale claimed 1.5, and I think he's got a great hope. Bell Diablo is a big danger despite the wide alley. Trained out at Mudgee by David Smith. Goes okay. Run third at Tamworth. The race at Invincible Bot. Run second in it. Run third. Finished about half a length behind Invincible Bot. Was up running third of the turn. Chased okay. The barrier's a big worry, but with any luck, it's a big threat. And number 7, Love for Willow. Now, she's a back marker. She'll be out in the back, but she'll be running on very strong here, second up. 3-1, 10, and 7.
All right, now the Acubra Quirindi Showcase Cup. Number 1, Goldstream, $12. 2, Glyptron, 9. 3, Bezel, 12. 4, Most Exalted, 18. 5, Hammond Lane, 550. 6 out. 7, San Francisco, 3 even. Number 8, Alliterate, 16. 9, Sea Lady, 7. 10, Melted Moments, 11. 11, Vega Largo, 750. 12, Evangelist, 81. 13, Demeister, 31. 14, Valacia, 41. 15 out, 16, Late Scratching. Favourite, 3 even. 7, San Francisco.
Righto, we come to the big one now. The $50,000 Acubra Quirindi Showcase Cup. A number of chances. Number of chances in the race. My numbers are 7, 5, 3, and 1. Number 7, San Francisco, is in rare form, career best form. Trained by Paul Perry, that always a tremendous supporter of Quirindi, and really on Cup Day, he always sends a good team up there. This fella's been going terrific in town. He ran third at Canterbury back at the end of November beyond Tenero and Via Veneto. And then he went to Canterbury on the 4th of January and won. And he won easily that day, stormed home from midfield, or that night. And then he went back to Canterbury last start, and he ran third behind Richard Threeman's stayer, the imported stayer, Narwell. Narwell is a pretty smart horse. It's a Saturday class stayer in Sydney, and this horse got beat a length at a quarter. He was back worse at midfield. The Englishman rode him, Tom Marquardt. He made some ground near the turn. He hit the front at the 250, but the other horse is a very good stayer now. Well, hidden Via Veneto running down. The barrier's a worry, and it's a very open race. You'll need a bit of luck. Sean Geimer will have to pull out a big ride here, see if he can get him one off the rail, but he'll be very hard to beat with any luck. Hammond Lane's going good for Jeff Engelbrecht and Grant Buckley. Our last start at Newcastle behind Alnas, one of Joe Pride's that goes all right on the Saturday meeting a couple of weeks back. Was only beaten 3/4 of a length. Was wide, no cover to the 800, and then outside the leader. It battled on courageously in the straight. Ran second at Newcastle behind Wild About Earth, 3 starts back. The horse is going terrific. It's a big chance here. Number 3, Brazil. Well, the other day at Newcastle, when it runs fifth, beaten 3 lengths, it was a very slowly run race, and he gets back, and that didn't suit him. And he was slow out, back near last. Nothing come from way back all day. And I'd be dismissing that run. He don't win that often, but he's got a good chance in this cup today. And number 1 Goldstream is the mystery horse. I'll tell you who's trained. Andre Waller had it in Germany. Darren Weir, Chris Lees, and now Cody Morgan. Cody's keen on him. Told me the other day he's done a treat since his first up run at Tamworth. He'll be at double figures. This is a horse that won the Italian Derby before he was purchased by Australian Bloodstock a couple of years back. And he has either won or been placed in a group race. His biggest problem in his career has been he wants to pull hard. But if the boy can settle him, he'll have 6.5 after Rhys Jones's claim. If he can settle him, he's clearly the class runner. And he could run into a place and may even win. So I've thrown him in the quadrilla, you know, at a bit of odds in the race. 7, 5, 3, and 1.
All right, final event, the Quirindi RSL Lightning Showcase. Now, one mighty like is 852, Pippi's Pride, 34. 3, difficult to get, 380. 4 out, 5, Kenny Succeed, $4. 6, Phuket, 290. 7, Under the Thumb, 650. 8, Metal Afrique, 23. 9, Mr. Grumpy, 13. 10 out, 11, Tally Ho, 81. Favourite, 290, number 6, Phuket.
Race 8, the Lightning. Oh, gee, they'll go quick here, as I always do in Lightning handicaps. 6, 3, 5, and 7. Phuket is flying for Alan Denham. I think Al can win a double here. Very impressive in beating Professor Marks last start at Tamworth. Professor Marks got beat a nose at Warwick Farm Wednesday. This bloke got back midfield, chased really good. He won well at Scone back in December. He can turn in an ordinary one, but he'll sit off the pace here. That's his go. He'll be very strong late. Difficult to get is a very good short course of this mare. Her wins have been 4 at 1,000, 1 at 1,100, and 1 at 1,150. She was a distant third on a heavy track last start at Warwick Farm. But prior to that, her form was okay. And in a country Lightning, from a good barrier, she should be very hard to beat. Can he succeed? Cody Nestor over from the West. Beat Professor Marks last start at Dubbo. It's not without a hope. It's got speed. And number 7, Under the Thumb, Get Back. Normally races well at Quirindi. Digger McClellan rides today, and it'll be getting home. Top weight's got a hope too. Mighty like. 6, 3, 5, and 7 in the last.
What are your best guess?
Bet of the day is in race number 4, number 11, Normality, the regally bred filly. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. And looking at the quadrilla on a Kubra Quirindi Cup Day, 5, 6, 7, and 8 of the quaddies. Race 5, I've gone 1, 4, 6. Race 6, 3, 1, 10, 7. Race 7, 7, 5, 3, 1. Race 8, 6, 3, 5, and 7. I mean, it's going to cost you a bit, but they are very, very open races. And if you get the quaddie today, even if you spend what I've spent there, I think that you'll get, you know, make a profit, no doubt about that. Righto. Always look forward to Quirindi Cup Day. Been going there for about 40 years, Sean. And we're on our way. And hopefully we can find a few winners for the punter.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley with the preview of Quirindi on a Cuba Quirindi Cup Day.